Quick, this is going to be a really quick feed. I work at Sherwin-Williams and I enjoy what I do for a living, but there are also times where I have customers that will come in and we have to start from scratch as far as picking out colors and picking out different themes that they want their house to look like. So tips as a frequent of Sherwin-Williams, because usually by the time you're picking out colors, you're not coming in just once. First tip is going to be look up the color scheme that you're looking to replicate in some way. The reason I say that is because even though your house is going to have its own individual character, it's kind of an assuring feeling when you see it already done on someone else's house, because you know, okay, this isn't going to look tacky. But how that helps us at Sherwin is we know which direction you're going as far as a theme. Like, I've had a lady come in and she wanted a traditional theme. However, she was picking out really bright, you know, I don't want to say non-traditional colors. They're closer to what you would see on a coastal house or a lake house. But she said she wanted a traditional theme. And that is okay to work with. Just the thing is, the theme of her house wouldn't match the scenery around it. So when you're looking up color, it's best to try to see a reference point on what you're doing so that you can understand why certain colors are picked for certain sceneries. Another thing to do when you're picking out colors is, even though all the colors are displayed in the store, it's still best to take the color chips home and look at them in your lighting. A lot of people don't realize that the lighting is going through kind of a change right now. People are converting over from the soft whites or incandescents into LEDs. And what that means for the home buyer or the person painting the walls is your lighting is either going from white, if you're using the soft whites, yellow, if you're using incandescents, and a natural blue, if you're using LEDs. So we at the store have LEDs. If you have incandescents, your color will slightly vary from what you've seen in the store. And looking at it in the store not necessarily doesn't help, because you have to get down to a general idea of what color scheme you want to go with. But ultimately, taking the color chips home before you even buy a sample quart is in your best interest, because there's nothing like wasting money that you didn't intend on spending. Lastly, a quick tip when buying color is be open to accent colors. Be open to pops of color. Sometimes there may be color schemes that you didn't anticipate going together, but once you see it put together as a palette, it may open your eyes up to how well it actually does look together. A lot of people, when they say they want a traditional home, they're thinking above a taupe, a beige, a gray, a tan. When a traditional home can be a navy blue, a traditional home can be a really rustic red with tan accents, things of that nature. So it's also really helpful that you expand kind of your thought trajectory of how a house is supposed to look. Because at the end of the day, with color, the best thing about it is if your eyes have ever seen two colors together, your mind will probably put together that, okay, they match or they relatively look good together. If not, what I tell all customers is you can always go to an estate sale and pick up furniture and refinish furniture to make the colors work for your home. Everything is going to be about your personality and how you feel about your home. So that's just a quick tip on how to shop for paint. Me being a Sherwin-Williams employee, I thought I'd just kind of leave that on the table. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I'm going to go ahead and sign out now. Thank you guys so much. Bye-bye.